Back once again from Indianapolis. We're broadcasting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting broadcast area in the Hoosier Hallway. 71,000 in attendance is what they're figuring for this convention. And I'm waiting to hear the final number of registrants for the FFA members themselves. All right, more members from the McRae chapter. First of all, you are?
I'm Rachel Susan.
Rachel, your parents are who and where do you live?
My parents are Linda and John Seehusen, and I live in Raymond, Minnesota.
First time to the National Convention, or have you been here before?
I have been here before. It was 2 years ago because our FFA chapter, we rotate on going to a summer trip and nationals. Like, every year we do one or the other.
Is it a lot different coming here the second time, being you'd been here before, you'd experienced it before? And if so, why?
I would say it is pretty different. It's just nice knowing where everything is and knowing where I'm going and, like, what to expect and not going into everything blindly.
You're going to talk about one of the projects that your chapter has back home.
Yes, I was going to talk about summer trip that we have next year. It's going to be in Ireland. Me and I think several other students are going with. And last summer we've been raising a bunch of money to go for it.
And the purpose of the trip is what? Not just to go over there and hang out, but you probably have some special missions in mind.
Yeah, we're going to go on a bunch of tours and just learn about the agriculture of different places.
Okay. Very good. Thanks for being here. Enjoy the rest of the convention.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Next up, we go down the line, and it's a lady by the name of Anna. Her full name is?
Anna Jansen.
Okay. Anna, your parents are who and where do you live?
Angie and Jason Jansen, and we live by Maynard, Minnesota.
I know you're going to share with us your officer team at McRae.
Yeah, so our officer team this year, me personally, I am our sentinel. Our president is Sydney Giese. Our vice president is Cooper Klinghagen. Our treasurer is Lillian Pauling. Our reporter is Sadie Coonan. Our secretary is Ellie Bosch. And we have one officer at large, Kennedy Shamla.
I was looking at your SAE. Tell us about your SAE.
So I raise chickens on my family's hobby farm. My SAE basically just contains taking care of them on the daily and making sure they're healthy. And then when it comes time to it, since they are laying hens, like taking care of eggs, but also at the end of their life, taking care of them.
Chapter project to share?
One of our biggest chapter projects is our elementary outreach, where every month we go down to grades in the elementary and we teach them about different things about FFA or different subjects based on the month. And we also change out grades. So like 1 month we'll do older elementary grades and then 1 month we'll do younger elementary grades.
You're on varsity tennis team.
Uh-huh.
What's your best shot? Forearm, backhand?
Forearm for sure.
Forearm for sure. Okay. Real good. Good to find that out. And what else are you involved in school?
Yearbook and tennis.
Okay. You mentioned the shopping center. You've been to the shopping center already. You've made some purchases. Can you share with us what you purchased?
Couple pairs of jeans, couple shirts, and a couple hats.
What excited you about getting those purchases?
Probably just having the variety. They have a ton of variety here compared to our mall at home.
Very good. And if you're looking on the radio, you can see that Anna's got freckles and she smiles and there they are and all is good. No problem. All right. Leah is going to be with us next. Leah, what's your name?
Leah Hardebeck.
And who are your parents and where are you from?
My parents are Darren and Michelle Hardebeck and I'm from Raymond, Minnesota.
Chapter project you're going to share with us.
Yeah, so we are currently selling our fruit sales. And all the profits go to our chapter. And a unique thing actually about our chapter is that we sell 3 local businesses along with our fruits.
I don't know if I've heard of that being done, so that is unique. And again, how long the project is going to last, how long? It goes till when?
Till November 11th. And it's also available online on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, good. So we'll get that plug in for them as well. All right, Leah, how long you been in FFA?
This is my 5th year.
Why did you join? What got you going? Was it Anna who said, hey, you got to be a member?
I had a lot of friends in FFA already, and they encouraged me to join.
Good decision. You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
What would you say to somebody else if they were thinking about joining in 7th, 8th, 9th grade?
Just do it. It's a lot of fun, especially if you have friends involved, and there's a lot of opportunities and growth.
Excellent. Leah and Anna and Rachel on this part of the broadcast. We talked to Liz earlier and Natalia. All right, so we had all of them on. They're with the McRae FFA chapter. I think you're hearing they're having fun, and a lot of good things they're accomplishing back home as well. That's going to do it on this broadcast from Indianapolis and with the McRae FFA chapter, where Ben Johnson is the advisor, whose daughter was one of the people we interviewed. This is Jim Bartles here for the Inkstead, Minnesota Radio Network.